producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio. GCN Live is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program can be found at GCNLive.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Joy Brown Show. Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
All right, we'll talk all things Super Bowl 50 eventually, but my commitment to all of you is always to talk about whatever it is that's on your mind, and the best way to convince me to do that early and often and leisurely is to call me right at the beginning of an hour, which Mike has done. So without further ado, I'm going to hand off to Mike. Mike, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much, Dr. Joy. Thank you for taking my call.
Absolutely. My
question is, how can you give me some good creative ways where a married couple can achieve joint financial goals when one is a saver, one is a spender, one is a salaried employee, and one runs his own business, and therefore everything's just a crazy accounting mess of confusion?
Okay. I assume this refers to you.
It is. So my husband is, you know, a social media blogger. He covers the social scene. So he's always, you know, covering expensive restaurants. He's kind of food critic kind of thing. So he's always wining, dining, living the high life, which, you know, he loves it. And I'm happy he does. And basically his finances are, you know, his gross income minus expenses. And then, you know, the flow, the net of that would be, you know, theoretically, you know, joint income, and I'm a salaried employee, I'm the saver, and I'm the more financially minded, you know, conservative one. So we're going to, you know, in the olden days when we both were salaried employees, it was easy. We did the Dr. Joy Brown formula of, you know, if one makes
percentage,
twice as much as the other, two-thirds,
right,
one-third, whatever that. That worked great. Thank you. That worked well for years. But now he's out on his own in his own business. It doesn't work so well in this setting. So I guess one thought I had was if we figured out what percentage, you know, of our combined income should be allocated to housing. And then maybe each month we say, okay, we'll look at your gross receipts and we'll take, you know, if 25% of it's towards the housing, put that in the separate, transfer that into the joint. You know, maybe something like that. I kind of just envisioned that this morning. Maybe there's other suggestions you had that would work better.
Yeah, I don't think that's a bad one. How long has he been doing his blog thing?
I guess about 5 years now. And initially it was really slow, and, you know, and now he's making good money. But, you know, like I said, he's living a high life. He's covering all these super fabulous wealthy people, and he thinks he's one of them. He's not.
Well, yeah, I get that, but that you're not going to be able to win any arguments on that one. So you're going to on covering, like when he goes to the fancy restaurants, are you included in that or not?
Generally not, just because I have a normal 9-to-5 job. I don't go out on school nights, so to speak. So, you
okay.
know, I don't. I go to some things, and I love that, you know, he includes me and lets me go to some of the things, and that's great too.
Okay. So in the last 5 years, if we take the last 2 years, and average his income, and we take out all the, you don't want to do, because I assume he doesn't pay taxes on the fancy meals and stuff.
Well, he's not great at keeping records either, which makes me rather nervous for a future audit.
Well, the way you've set things up, he doesn't have to. So this is a way of, without sort of nagging him having to keep records, because it's going to be in his best interest. But he paid taxes last year, didn't he?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, pays taxes.
All right. So what was,
you know, he hires a couple employees. So, you know, their salaries would, you know, come off the top, and then, you know.
All right. So, do we know what his income was last year and the year before?
Yeah. So let's assume it nets out to be the same, just for
okay. And what percentage of the income that he is netted, if we average out the last 2 years, what percentage does he make? About the same that you make, half of what you make?
Let's say about the same. Yeah, let's say it's a 1-to-1 just to keep.
Okay, well then I would go back to the old system.
After the gross deductions, like, you know,
yeah, I'd go back to the old system, which is because if he's making about the same amount of money you're making. And for most of your relationship, the two of you were perfectly willing when the money was more predictable, but it sounds like it's still relatively predictable, especially if he made about the same amount of money last year as he did the year before, that you go back to the old formula, that you each pay for your own cars, that you pay the same percentage of your rent, that for entertainment, that may be one of the things that, let's take it off the table temporarily, because he does different kind of entertainment than you do, but he doesn't pay for most of his. But and that way, he can be as much a spendthrift as he wants with his income, as long as he's covered his expenses. And the way that he covered the expenses is essentially, there are two ways of doing it, but I would really suggest one rather than the other, which is that he pays the same amount of money every month, that your rent's going to be the same. Because, look, if he were living on his own, if the two of you were not married, then he would have rent was due every month. Would make a difference what his income varied that month. He still owes rent. So I go back to the old system, even though it sounds like the first couple of years there was a good reason not to do it, but there's not such a good reason to do it anymore. It also forces him, if he thinks that that's not fair, it'll force him to be more of a record keeper. Because if he's saying, I don't make that much, he's going to have to show you that he doesn't. If he makes more than that, there may be less of a justification for him to do it. But at this point, that probably is not your major concern.
Right. Yeah. And the main change I think we need to make is what's not working out well is my direct deposit, you know, my biweekly salary is going into our joint account. And then I transfer out spending money back to my private account.
Do it the other way.
Right.
Have the direct deposit go into your direct account, and both of you put money into
the joint account.
Yeah, do it the other way around. Yeah.
Yeah.
And that should take care of it instantly. Yeah.
Okay. And on a related note, if you don't mind me asking, I think your answer is going to be the reason you married him is he's completely opposite to you, and now he's driving you crazy about it. But I think the answer is, you know, he has a different view of money. And,
sure.
You know, he inherited some money in, like, an inherited IRA, and he thinks, oh, I got money, and my view is that's retirement money, and that's, you don't take money out of that. Now we're trying to move into a different condo. And so now we're trying to achieve some specific objectives, like we want to save towards that end.
Right.
But he's, I guess, he's just not the record keeper kind of guy. He doesn't have to be the record keeper
as long as both of them. How much? All right. So, as we look forward to the new condo, what percentage of your income do you think should go toward the new condo?
We can make it work in terms of, you know, the income isn't really the issue. The question was more. Well, actually, the specific question is, I have money in cash that I could contribute. If he took money towards that endeavor, he'd have to take money out of an IRA, which means he has to pay income tax on it. He'd lose like 30% right off the top.
Right.
So if he wanted $100,000, he has to take out $130,000, whereas I have money in cash that's already taxed. But I don't want to take all my money, put it into the condo to get the monthly payment down to something we want.
Ask him what he wants to do about it.
Well, one suggestion I had for him was...
No. Listen to what I just said.
Yeah,
I want to hear your suggestion, but you've become the daddy in the relationship. So you say, listen, naughty boy, who's spending all his money on bubblegum and toy airplanes, you need to save for important things like college and textbooks. And he's saying, tomorrow. So instead of telling him what the good idea is, say to him, listen, first of all, how do you feel about moving into a new condo? Because he may say it's a great idea. If he doesn't care about it, then you have to reevaluate whether it's important enough to you to either nag him or put extra money in or whatever. So the first thing to assess is whether or not, in fact, the goals are shared. You're making an assumption.
He really wants to move.
Then say to him, how do you think we should do this? Now, he's smart, and he's been with you for a long time, so he's going to say, I don't know, Mike, what do you think? And you're going to swallow the bait, and you're going to suggest something that he's then going to object to. So you're not going to do that. You're going to say, okay, look, we both agree that we need to have by the end of the year $50,000. Hang on for me. We'll get this done. Sue, I'll get to you as well, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown. We'll be right back.
Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Talking about what really matters, your family, your relationships, your life. It's the Dr. Joy Brown Show at 855-99-DR-JOY.
It's not only your life and your relationships, but also how you spend money is going to impact that. And basically, money is just, I mean, it's sort of just green, inert, you know, icky stuff that just lies there, except it's everything. It's lifestyle, it's philosophy, it's affection, it's competition, it's family structure, it's the future, it's the past. I mean, money is, has the only real meaning it has is what we imbue it with, but we imbue it with a lot. So we're talking with Mike, who sounds like in a very good relationship. And while the two of them were both salaried, so you could look at both of their salary and say, okay, same amount of money that they did the Joy Brown School of Life, which is you divide all the expenses into two, and then each of you do a portion. So if one of you is, both of you hopefully will have some money left at the end of the month. If one of you is a spender, they can spend it. If one of you is a saver, they can save it, and you also have short and medium-term goals. So Mike and his husband are now in a situation where his husband actually makes about the same amount of money, but it's not as predictable. And Mike is a saver, and his husband is the spender, and has, because of the work, kind of a more, he's influenced by a more flamboyant and affluent lifestyle, to which he kind of, in his heart of hearts, subscribes and aspires. And they have a shared goal. And Mike assures me that it is shared. They want to move into a condo. So, Mike, tell me just out of curiosity what your plan was for your husband about how he should make his contribution.
Let's say he needs $100,000,
right,
towards that goal, let's say.
Got it.
Instead, if he took it out of his IRA, he'd have to take out $130,000.
He'd lose
$30,000 in taxes.
Okay.
So what I was suggesting was, since I have a block of cash right now, he has a minimum distribution. He needs to take out $6,000 a year. So I was going to say, why don't you take $6,000 a year? You know, I'll pay the $60,000, and you pay me back $6,000 a year over 10 years. Basically, I'd front the money. That way, we jointly wouldn't take a 30% tax hit. I have mixed feelings about it because I don't love the idea of doing that. On the other hand, I don't want to have him lose 30% out of his IRA.
Okay.
If he has to take $6,000 a year, I'd rather take, you know, give him $6,000 a year, you know, have him pay me back $6,000 a year, and have me front it.
Does he have any, just looking at your, because we're assuming that you and he essentially make the same amount of money, after both of you have paid all of your expenses on a monthly basis, how much do you have left over as disposable income?
Oh, that's a good question. And what I need to do really, I need to do a budget, and maybe I should have done that before I call. I apologize.
That's okay.
I like your suggestion, which is, have my salary go into my personal account, and then transfer, and then we'll figure out how much
absolutely
money to fund the
absolutely
joint.
Well, that's number one.
Then we'll
that
know
goes
the better
without
answer
saying
to your question. Yeah,
and he should do the same.
Absolutely.
Okay. All right. So that takes care of the messy factor. The second is to ask him what he wants to do. The third is to look. I mean, owing somebody over 10 years is a long period of time, and somewhat onerous, I suspect, to both of you. And what if he gets sloppy about it, or what if he says he doesn't have it? So there may be a halfway point. For example, if he has, let's say, each of you have $1,000 left at the end of a month. Or, you know, it doesn't make any difference what the amount is, that he basically puts that into a separate account if the two of you are saving for the next, you're going to move into the condo in the next year, which means he would have the $6,000 that he can give distribute without consequence. He'd have another 12 if he, so that's 18. So that you're talking about basically a 3-year commitment rather than a 10-year commitment. But what I would do before you do any of that is just ask him how he wants to do it.
Okay.
Because you making the decisions is not as healthy as him sort of saying, that's why it's really important that it's shared. And I think both of you having each of your direct deposits, or however you do it, going into your personal accounts and then putting into the joint account will cause him to be a better record keeper, because it'll be there.
I love that. In fact, I'm so excited to get off the phone with you and jump right onto the Excel spreadsheet and start doing a joint budget. So thank you very much. I think that's solid advice. And I'm sure I will follow up in a couple weeks, if that's okay, once
sure
I figure out the money thing, and then we can
get more
specific.
There's
a related financial question. It's awesome.
All right, but the major issue. All right, good. The two major things I want you to go away with, though, which obviously you've got one or three, is number one, the budget, so you have it. But more importantly, separate that each of your salaries go into your own personal accounts, and then you go into the joint account. And number three, ask him how he wants to do it, rather than you telling him how to do it. Okay.
Awesome. As always, awesome. Thank you so much, Dr. Joy.
You're welcome, Mike. 855-993-7569. And I know it's going to occur to somebody as, well, you're a psychologist. You know, why are you talking about money? Because money is psychology. It really is. Other than that, it's just right. It's just sort of dirty, inert, green stuff, right? Just lies there. So, Sue, thank you for being patient. You're on the air. How might I help you?
Hi, Dr. Joy. I'm heartbroken, worried, and angry at my daughter's recent words and actions.
All right, Sue, can you speak up a little for me?
I'm heartbroken, worried, and angry at my daughter's recent words and actions.
Okay, how old's your daughter?
She's 20.
Okay.
She met a boy online. He was from Michigan. We're on Long Island.
Okay.
And since she's met him, she's had a total change in personality. My husband and I don't even recognize her anymore, and her best friend said the same thing. And
what is, what's been the change? Can you be specific about it for me?
Well, a few months ago on Instagram, she wrote what a selfless, giving, loving mother I was. I was her best friend, her partner in crime. And now she's telling me, because he sent me a text, which I was upset about, and my husband told her to call me, and I told her, why did he send me this text? And she goes, well, he gets bad vibes from you. And I said, well, we've bent over backwards to try to make him happy and comfortable here, and I don't understand why he feels that way. What did I do? Can you tell me? So maybe I can.
Well, you should ask him, not her.
Well, you can't talk to him.
Why?
He's a wimp. He doesn't respond to anything.
All right, well, wait a minute. Wait, well, it doesn't sound like you have a great vibe toward him. All right, so let me, how long has she... So you've met the dude.
Yeah, he came here. He's from Michigan.
Right.
I said that already.
Right.
He came here, and the first time he was here, we thought he was lovely. And then shortly after we started, he came back, and then we started noticing red flags.
Like, what did you see?
Well, he's a very good-looking, Midwestern, fresh-faced kid with perpetual smiles, but it belies what lies within, because we began to see he was self-absorbed, passive-aggressive, and very manipulative.
How old is he?
He just turned 24 this week.
So give me an example of something that's either self-absorbed or manipulative. I mean, I tell you, we've got a couple of minutes to kind of think it through. But understand, the behavior of a 24-year-old may be look pathological compared to a 40-year-old, but partially it's because they're 24. So let's look at the specifics, all right? Be right back to you. 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Connect with Dr. Joy on Facebook.com and Twitter.com/Dr. Joy Brown Show.
When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy for you to create your stunning website. Go to Wix.com and create your website today. It's easy and free. That's Wix.com.
Kid, this facility is like a ship. So how do I keep us on course without micromanaging every detail? Easy, with Grainger. Grainger's online tools help give me the visibility I need. I can shop, order, and manage all our activity. Oversee purchases, control costs, all while you guys get to order what you need when you need it. I run a tight ship, kid. I run it with Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Learn more at Grainger.com/online purchasing. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers. customers, simply because that's what longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now. For not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever. Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MYTV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy. And get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
Okay, we're talking with Sue, who's got a 20-year-old daughter who's, how long has she been sort of involved with this dude?
She met him, by the way, he's her first boyfriend.
Yeah, it sounds like it.
She met him in May, and she had come home on a medical leave from college after having a breakdown. So she was recovering from a breakdown. We didn't give her chores or anything. We just told her she has to focus on getting better.
And what did she do during what did she do during the time that she was home?
She watched TV mostly.
She see a therapist?
She did. She went to a therapist. She had been in a great group. She was in the hospital in Indianapolis. And she came home, and we got her into a similar program. She was in a day program for a while, and then she went weekly to a one-on-one therapist.
Okay. But and she's how long has she been doing that?
She had been doing it. After she met him, she stopped going.
Okay. Well, not terribly surprising. So she met him, and so when did she come home from school?
I think it was March or April last year.
Okay, and she met him in May. When we say met him, that's when she started corresponding with him. When did she actually meet him face to face?
Well, she showed me his picture on Facebook in May, and then he came in May.
Okay.
So she had been texting and Skyping him for at least a month before that.
Okay.
She showed me his picture. He was adorable. He looked.
Okay.
He was fresh-faced. Every picture was smelling a flower or petting an animal. And, you know, we're all animal lovers here, and I thought, oh, he's got to be a nice kid. So
all right,
she
so
asked if he...
Go ahead. No,
when she asked if he could come here, if he came here, if he could stay at our house, I said, okay, because she seemed so happy. We just wanted her to be happy. So he came, and the first time he was here, he was adorable. And I remember when he left, I said, tell your mom she did a good job. But then when he came back, it was all different.
All right, so when did he come back?
Well, she went there. She went to see him in July.
Okay.
And she was there and never met his mother, which concerned me, and called me in the middle of the night one night because he had told her he was going out for an hour, and she woke up in the middle of the night, and he wasn't there, and she couldn't get him. She couldn't get him on text or calls, and she was scared, you know. She's out there in the Midwest. She knows nobody, and I felt powerless. I couldn't do anything.
Where was he?
He went drinking with friends.
Okay, and so did they resolve that or not resolve that?
Well, the next day he told her he only gets drunk once or twice a year. It'll never happen again, you know.
Okay.
Meanwhile, he's been drunk many times here.
All right, so then he came. So he came out in May. She went out in July. Then what happened?
So then he decided that he would move here to be near her. So
does he have? Does he have a job?
No, he hasn't had a job since we met him. But let me tell you, the capper on all of this. He said he was looking for jobs here. We told him about jobs fairs. He never went. Then he started looking for jobs in Albany. And then he started looking for jobs in San Diego. We went out to dinner about 2 weeks ago. Everything was fine and dandy, all smiles, like it always is. We never knew that he felt this way, my husband and I. We went out to dinner. It was all great. My daughter said, he applied for a job in San Diego. And they were going to visit his mother in Michigan. So they were supposed to leave on Monday, the day it snowed. But she called us Sunday from Michigan and said they were already there. They left to beat the snow. Anyway, my husband and I had an argument, and he packed his bag in anger.
Your husband
decided to go to their house, the house that we had co-signed for.
Wait. Back up. You co-signed for a house for them? When did that happen?
When he moved here, he sold his house after we told him not to. He owned a house.
Got it. So why would you co-sign a house for him?
He came here with his 95-pound Dalmatian.
Why did you co-sign a house for him?
I don't know. My husband did that. That was not my idea.
So he co-signed a house for a guy that is not married to his daughter that they've known for 6 months.
Not even at that time.
Okay. So did your husband put any money toward the down payment or just co-sign for him?
My husband has paid the rent every month.
Was your daughter living with you? She was living with you before?
Yeah.
And she's now living with him?
Yeah, except that they heckled us from Michigan. My husband and I had the argument. He went to their house because he had a key, and we had had an argument. And we rarely fight. We're fighting over this relationship. He got to the house, and it was empty. They had moved. And the lease is good until the end of August.
So they don't own the house. He co-signed the lease.
Yeah, a lease.
That's a whole different ballgame. They didn't buy the house. They just co-signed the lease.
Oh, no. I'm sorry if you got that idea. No.
Well,
they rented a place. And
well, had they paid, and your husband paid the rent? For how long have they been in the place?
Since my daughter moved in September, and then he moved in October. He never paid a penny towards the rent.
Well, but that's because your husband did.
Well, he had said to them, till you get on your feet, till Mark gets a job. And my daughter was working two jobs.
Well, that's good. Okay,
yeah,
so at this moment...
My daughter is a hustler. My daughter puts her heart and soul into everything
great.
She does.
Okay, so today... So bring me up to date. So you're... So they went to Michigan... they moved their stuff. Do you have just the one child?
Yes, she's adopted from China.
Okay. And how old was she when she was adopted?
Two.
All right.
And
so
we're a very, very close family. We've traveled together, you know.
Got it. Okay. So what the concern at this moment is what?
Well, now they went to visit his mother, and when my husband went into the house and saw it was empty,
right.
He booked a flight to Michigan, and he went there to confront them.
About what?
About what they had done. They just left without even telling us.
Well, but if they'd said, look, we're going, you would have tried to stop them.
Well, that's what they thought, but
But that's true, don't you think?
No,
look,
I don't.
You would have said,
we would have had them have a plan. Now they drove from Michigan to San Diego. They're there. They have no money. That's an expensive
Sue, take a deep breath for a minute.
I know.
Your daughter, listen, you can go one of several ways at this moment. You can decide to be devastated and hurt and try to make your daughter feel guilty, which will not work. Because let me tell you, at 20, with a first boyfriend, given a choice between hormones and heritage, she's going to go for hormones, as does everybody at 20. Okay? So that would be an unwise path for you to choose. And I know you're not feeling very...
I realize that.
Pardon?
I realize that, and I'm very cautious in what
okay.
I say.
Well, I don't even think, I think more than caution, I think you're just going to have to back off. Here's a kid who is finding, I mean, she's really younger than 20, it sounds like. She had a hard time being away from home. And, I mean, look, this boy, it's hard to know what function this boy serves in the long run in your daughter's life. For the short run, and she may get her heart broken. I'm not suggesting that he's great or not great. It just, you don't know at this moment. But look at the pattern here. Here's a girl who, and as you know, adopted kids have a whole different sense of themselves than non-adopted kids, because there's a sense, and as the mom who adopted her, what you say to your daughter, which is I'm sure more than true, is we chose you, we love you. What the adopted child feels is, yeah, mom adopted me, but also somebody gave me away. All right, so hang on. Let me walk you through this, all right? Because take a deep breath. I promise, I hope to promise you that you'll feel better at the end of this, all right? 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
Call Dr. Joy at 855-99-DR-JOY.
It's about
about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to supernaturalsilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's supernaturalsilver.com. Supernaturalsilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook. Supernatural Silver.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Winter has just begun, and are you already tired of being cold? How would you like to never be cold again? This is Dale with Fortress Clothing, and I'm here to tell you, you will never be cold again with Fortress. If you're tired of freezing your butt off, elk hunting, sitting in a tree stand, deer hunting, winter camping, fishing, ice fishing, no longer fear the cold. If you snowmobile, ski, snowboard, get Fortress. Sledding with the kids, shoveling the walks, shopping, or if you or your spouse get cold feet at home, get Fortress. If you're stuck outside working in the cold or find yourself in an emergency situation, get our winter bug out bag and you will never be cold again. Fortress is the answer, so quit complaining and go to fortressclothing.com. It's a mid-layer garment that goes with anything you want to wear. Enter coupon code RADIO and get 20% off any item. Go now while we still have inventory. FortressClothing.com.
Have a question? Need advice? Dr. Joy Brown is here to help at 855-99-DR-JOY.
855-993-7569. We're talking with Sue, who's not having much fun now with her daughter, who's 20 and essentially has gone off to San Diego with a guy that she doesn't know very well, who doesn't have great economic prospects or apparently great economic sense. And I'm saying, wait a minute, Sue, before we go off the deep end, remind yourself that she's 20, and she may be a young 20, but she's still 20, and she's going to view herself as an adult. You can't view her as 14 years old. And the guy that she's with is an adult, certainly chronologically. From, as I said, from adoptee's point of view, And I think people who have not been adopted, I learned this really, I suppose, the hard way, when I had a TV show and had a lot of reuniting adoptees with birth mothers. And I think people who have not been adopted don't understand that the adopted kid, especially when they get to childbearing age, has that terrible sense that how could somebody give me away? And I think that there, unless you're adopted, that you don't have that sense. And it's not true of 100% of adoptees, but it's true of most. And no matter how wonderful, and in some ways, even when the adopted parents are wonderful, it becomes even more difficult. So your daughter's an only child. She's adopted. She's from another country. And when she went away from home for the first time, she had separation anxieties and really couldn't function. All of a sudden, this guy, and as I said, what he is going to be in the long run is impossible to suggest at this moment. But what he's done is given her something that she feels is hers and gives her the ability to find some emotional and geographic independence from you. I know it feels crappy to you. But for her, this is really, really important. And while it may be difficult for you to celebrate because he's not exactly who you'd pick for her, I mean, 24-year-olds are still a little runny. They really haven't congealed yet. And hopefully he's a great guy. And even if he's not, it's still something she's going to have to learn for herself. And economically, I don't think you have to cut her off, and I don't think you have to write her out of the will or try to tear her out of your heart, because she's your daughter and you love her. But this is her time to find some emotional independence. And she was having a very difficult time doing that before. And it sounds like she's really ambivalent about that, and he is at least giving her the ballast to be able to do that. And she understand the fact that she kind of escaped without telling you guys tells you how close she feels to you. That should make you feel in some ways positive rather than hurt. Because if she didn't feel that your opinion mattered hugely to her and could maybe convince her to do something, she wouldn't have behaved that way. She just would have said, all right, we're gonna go and we're gonna do this. And obviously she felt frightened that you would say something, that you or her dad would say something that either would make her feel unloved or frightened or whatever. So she did the only thing she could do at that moment, which is not very adult, but she's still a fledgling adult. She's still learning how to do this, which is saying, I don't want to be caught in that tug of war between what my parents want for me, what I want for myself, and so I'm going to align myself with him because it means that I have somebody to count on that aren't my parents. And she understands on some level she has to make that break or she's going to be living at home with you till she's 400 years old. And on some level, because she's not stupid, she understands that even that's not viable because the likelihood of you surviving her is not very high. So at some point she'd be alone. So this is her, and it may not be as conscious as I'm making it, but it's very clear that if she didn't care enormously about what you and her dad said, she wouldn't have done this. So rather than viewing this as an insult, I think you have to just view it as how committed she is to you, and also on a less positive level, how emotionally dependent she is on you. The fact that your husband flew out to bring her back like she's 12 years old,
no,
she wasn't kidnapped.
He didn't go to bring her back. He went to confront them. He was very
It's inappropriate.
Angry.
He shouldn't have done it. I mean, it was. It's not. What was he hoping to gain out of this? She's a grown up woman. She can do what she wants. Did she do it gracefully?
Take her car back.
Well, there are better ways to get the car back. And presumably, if she said, you know, he could have written her a letter and said, look, you need to get the car back. You need to buy it from me or something. I mean, he didn't fly out there to get the car back. He flew out there because he was going to exert his parental rights. And it's inappropriate. She's 20 years old. And she doesn't act like she's 20, but you don't treat her like she's 20. And I think that's my message to you, Sue, is you and your husband have to decide that for right now, we need to put our attention someplace else. She can't deal with it, she doesn't want it, and it will break our hearts for no particular payoff. She's not doing anything to hurt you. She's doing things to ballast up her own very fragile sense of independence. And you can't give her that independence. That's something she has to do for herself. So don't put yourself in harm's way, and don't try and undermine. And I know you're not trying to undermine her. You love her, but this is a time that she needs to sort things out for herself. Even if this guy turns out to be the Wicked Witch of the West or something, which hopefully he won't be. But even if he is, it's her decision, and even wrong decisions she makes for herself, Sue, are more important to her at this stage than right decisions you make for her. She doesn't make very good decisions for herself yet. She really doesn't have much sense of independence. But she'll develop it one way or the other. I mean, she's thrown herself into the deep end. Now, you and I could argue that maybe the deep end would be a little safer if she wasn't attached to this dude, but she couldn't do it. She tried. That's what college was for her. She couldn't do it. So let her be right now, and don't take umbrage. This is a time to be cheerful, stupid, and distracted. And you need to go put your arms around your husband and say, look, we may not agree on this, but there's no reason for us to fight about her. She's not worried about us right now. She has to worry about herself. We need to let her be. She knows that we're here for us. And there's no doubt in her mind that she called up and said, Mom and Dad, send me a plane ticket. You do it. Which is fine, but let her be. Let her figure out how she's going to be an adult, because she has to figure it out sooner or later. The longer she waits to figure it out, the more difficult it's going to be, not only for her, but for you guys.
Yeah. You make me feel better.
Good.
I have to tell you, she got a tattoo this year in a discreet place. She's a ballet dancer, so she couldn't let it be seen, and we adopted her. So, I mean, that meant a lot to her.
What was the tattoo?
It was the date that we got her.
Oh, the date.
Great.
Honey, but darling, there's no, that's what I'm telling you.
I agree with you that,
okay,
that she must love us.
You're her anchor in this world, but she needs to learn to swim. And let her do it, and applaud her. You know, there's the statement, which everybody knows, and nobody really tunes into, which is we give our kids roots and wings. Roots aren't very hard. Wings are just difficult, because we got to let them go. Let her go a little bit. She's okay, and you're okay. Go read to kids in elementary school or something, all right? 855-993, I just forgot the phone number, 855-993-7569. I'm Dr. Joy Brown.
If you miss a show, no problem. Download the podcast right now at drjoy.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact, and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Hello, my name is Don Wiskin from HeartDrop.com, the distributors of Extendivite, the number one heart drop that people have been raving about for years. Every February, for the last 16 years, HeartDrop.com has had a Heart Month sale to help you stay heart healthy. For only $115 plus shipping and handling, you can get a 4-month supply of Extendivite in either liquid or capsule form to help you get started on your path to better health. Now is the time to stock up. Order what you need. Stay heart healthy all year with the number one heart drop, Extendivite. To order your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website,
heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendova.